Adventures of Fem, Chapter 1. There was a sense of unease in the air as a multitude of eyes scanned the classroom. The sounds of nervous shuffling feet echoed in the silence. A group of 10 men of varying ages and backgrounds were gathered in a small lecture hall in an empty college after hours. They congregated because of a little orange letter they found in their Reddit mailbox by a person named Fem. Each had furiously jerked off to her sweet voice, to her shallow breaths, to the silences that signaled the wave of pleasures that racked her body. But now they were the lucky ones invited to her show in person. Each stood in varying positions through the lecture hall, avoiding eyes, though they all darted up to the squeal of the door opening. Their eyes widening as a woman walked in, hearts beating as they realized Fem was real, that this wasn't some cruel prank played on them. Fem, of course, knew she was real, and could feel their lustful gaze trained on her as she strutted down the stairs toward the center of the lecture hall, her hips seductively swaying as she eyed the hungry men from behind a red, sequined masquerade mask, her heels clacking on the laminated flooring. She was nervous herself. Really, it was the first time she's ever done such a thing. It was hard to really pinpoint what actually gave her the courage to do this, but it was probably the ravenous lust that boiled inside her as she read what guys did to her recordings. It made her pussy drip just thinking about it. She wanted to see it, to see them stroking their hard cocks for her, to see their faces as they watched her, to hear their grunts as they blew their loads for her. And so, she invited a lucky handful to see her show in person. In public, no one would have known that she had held such desires within her. She was prim, well-dressed, neither flaunting her assets nor hiding them. Just a normal, attractive woman that fit within society's norms. Her lithe legs were hugged tightly by navy leggings, which covered just to her knees. She wore a solid, dark, pleated skirt that covered three-quarters of her thighs that sat gently on hips that flared out from her waist. A yellow blouse accented her womanly curves, slightly sheer, hinting at the lacy, dark bra underneath, while her top button was unbuttoned. It was not a distasteful showing off of her cleavage as her backpack pushed her soft handfuls together. The same thoughts ran through the guys' heads as they looked at her walking through the center of the lecture hall. Is this really her, the one that wanted us to come with her aching, stiff cocks and ravage her? Their hearts raced as she curled out a finger, beckoning them closer. Though she parted those glistening pink lips and spoke with her melodic voice, all doubt left their mind. It was her, Fem Femeral, telling them to get closer until they formed a semicircle around her about 10 feet away as she pulled the chair from behind the professor's desk into the focal point of the men. Here are the rules. No touching, no bitching, her voice commanded. She wasn't dominant by any means, but she had to keep herself safe. She expected the group to police each other, as anything different would mean no future shows, even causing her to leave Reddit entirely. She continued on and watched each of their lustful faces nod in agreement before she dropped her bag onto the floor, and she plopped herself down onto the chair with an inviting smile. Unzipping her backpack revealed a pair of toys, her pink Lilo Gigi and the infamous Hitachi magic wand, placing them in her lap. Enjoy yourself, boys, she said playfully with a wink before she took a quick glance at all of the cocks straining against the fabric that trapped them. She wondered who would be the first to whip out his hard cock for her, as they all seemed a bit hesitant to make the first move. I guess they're waiting for the show, she thought as she kicked off her heels and brought her feet up on the chair, causing her skirt to bunch at her hips, revealing that she wore nothing underneath. Slouching in the chair, she could see jaws drop as she parted her knees, causing her to giggle until her legs were lewdly spread, baring her glistening sex to the hungry men that surrounded her. She could feel their intense stares focusing on her, tracing the well-groomed triangle of hair that she gently ran her fingers through, down to the bare pink lips that slightly parted, showing her arousal, showing that they could get even more swollen and engorged as the show went on. Down to the hairless, puckered starfish, the muscled ring of her asshole that glistened slightly from the lustful fluids that slowly dribbled from above. "I've shown you mine, boys. Now please," she begged, her eyes giving a hint of lust that churned within her. "Show me your big toys." Belts jingled, and some of the men gave sighs of relief as their cocks were released from their stifled prisons. Big, small, thick, curved, the cocks all looked delicious to Femme, licking her plush lips. Hands gripped the manly appendages, pulling and tugging at the sight of her. Femme's fingers reached down, splaying her pussy for them to see how wet and how tight she was. "Oh, fuck, those cocks make me want to be filled," she purred, as her fingers dipped into her warm love tunnel, curling to feel those velvety walls, while her other hand lifted the Gigi to her lips. Those seductive lips wrapped around the curved pink toy, moaning while she glazed the toy in her spit. Her eyes darted as she heard one of the guys say fuck, catching streams of hot, sticky cum fly out of his cock. "Control yourself, boys," she teased, as she ran her tongue along the length of the toy. "Don't waste your precious cum." Femme took the toy, drawing it down her chest, and rubbed it against her swelling pussy lips before she started to press it into her drenched cunt. Though a few didn't heed her words wisely enough, as two more men came as they watched her slick pussy lips cling to the toy as she threw her head back, spearing herself with the toy. While not the biggest toy, it molded to her tight sheath, her walls feeling every inch of the vibrating plastic. She beckoned those who hadn't come closer, standing about 7 feet away for them to get a better view of her and for her to see their throbbing members. She let out a breathy moan as she found her G-spot, the toy made for punishing that ribbed area within her. She began to slowly pump the toy in and out of her, grinding the bulbous head into her G-spot before letting it stretch her opening. Her pussy lips began to take on a ruby glow as she plunged the toy back into her, aiming at her G-spot before grinding against it. "Fuck yes! More!" All words began to stream out of her mouth. "I love how your cock fills every inch of me," she teased, as she struggled to maintain her breath. "More, more, more," she grunted as Femme began to pound her pussy with that toy. Aside from her voice, the room was beginning to be filled with lewd sounds. The squelches of her pussy being speared by her toy, the squeak of the chair with every thrust, the sounds of men grunting and hands slapping pubis as the men furiously fucked themselves with their hands. She could feel the sensation in her toes as her legs began to tremble, signs of desire inside her wanting to explode from her pussy. She forced her legs out wider, draping them over the arms of the chair. And she lewdly ground her hips, ground into the vibrator against her G-spot for the men. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. Her voice hung as she pulled the vibrator out of her. Later, gasping as she finished her sentence while smiling coyly at the men. Four of them groaned, wanting to come with her. Had streams and streams of hot cum erupt from their cocks directed right at her. Though the distance was too far away for two of the men, shot their cum splashing to the floor. The other two had impressive distance, their initial jets leaving a streak of cum on her legging-covered legs. She could feel the heat from their sex fluids beginning to radiate and watched as they dribbled down. Sorry, boys. Puckering her lips in a kiss, beckoning the remaining three forward. They took their positions around her, giving her full view of their straining cocks, ready to burst. They were close, so close. If she wanted to, she could lean into each side and give two cocks a big sloppy kiss. She could reach up with the hands that were between her legs and feel the thick, throbbing heat that she had caused. She could see three swollen heads, nearly purple, veins bulging as their cocks were fully engorged with blood. Strands of pre-cum dripped from them, from the men's hands. The smell of manly musk. It was all because of her little show. "You good boys," she grunted as the toy glided easily into her swollen, dripping pussy. "Get the best show." Her ass was now glazed with her own fluids, the G-spot pooling the evidence of her lust. Once the vibrator nestled against her G-spot, her hand reached out for the Hitachi upon her stomach. She looked down to see her engorged clit peeking out of its hood, begging for the Hitachi. She closed her eyes as it sprang to life, a low thrum, a sign of its intense power. She threw her head back as her clit met the toy, causing her body to convulse before it opening her eyes once again. This time they were half-lidded, as if she were drunk on sex. Grinding against the two vibrators as her head lolled, looking at each cock. She imagined what each would feel like inside her tight holes, pistoning, pounding, stretching her to the limit as she gagged on the one in her mouth. How they would throb inside her, how she could feel them tense right before they erupted into her, glazing her insides. The warmth of the hot cum, a splash after splash, filled each of her holes up. The thoughts and attention of the vibrators brought her to an end, her hips bucking up and down and her toes splayed, legs trembling, a powerful orgasm right at the brink of exploding. "Come for me," she begged, her velvet voice pleading to the men. Said the man that jerked off between her legs, aiming his jizz right at her cunt. That's what sent her over the edge, the feeling of hot cum splashing against her pussy, dripping over her hands as she fucked herself. It covered the Hitachi that she ground into her needy clit, making the lower half his with cum. She opened her mouth as she came. Though no words came out as waves of pleasure washed over her, a sporadic ugh left her lips, throaty, and full of satisfaction as she writhed in pleasure. The other men came with her, grunting and cursing, aiming their loads at her face and chest. Streams crossed her open mouth, and Fem stuck out her tongue, hoping to catch more. Spurt splashed against her face, dripped from the mask, cum plastering against her neck and dripping down into her cleavage. Spots that hit her shirt clung to her skin, becoming see-through as it soaked in the men's loads. The men backed away, revealing a cum-glazed femme with a cum-drenched smile, chest heaving from a powerful orgasm. Belts rustled as the men began to button up to leave. A thump echoed as the Gigi and Hitachi fell to the floor. As she lifted her dripping hands, feeling the cum on her body, mixing it with her own juices. She brought her fingers to her lips, tongue lolling out to lick them before running her fingers over her own dirty lips as if she was putting on a lewd makeup. Looking at the men with a smile, her voice glowed. See you next time, boys.